It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare, and as we head into another political breakfast, we're going to have to go through the debris from the 6th Congressional District runoff. Sifting through it, we have two of the best sifters around. Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson are back with us. Theron is a former National Southern Regional Director of the Obama 2012 campaign. He is a Democratic strategist. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director to Governor Nathan Deal. Welcome back. Hope you got some rest after Tuesday night.
Good morning. I feel very good and very rested.
That's the beauty of the big Republican win, is it allowed us all to get to bed early on Tuesday and be productive and get to our jobs on Wednesday morning.
All right, Theron, the finger pointing has started in the Democratic Party. They couldn't peel away independent Republicans, especially women. Is that really as simple as it was?
I think the bottom line is this. Our country right now is very divided. And I think that the 6th district voters, for 20% of them, unexpectedly, voted for John Ossoff, many of them in Fulton County. People in Republican districts are willing to vote for a Democrat, and the numbers showed that. But I think what Karen Handel did really good in the final days of this campaign, and it was what I always say is dog whistle talk to white voters, is that when she really doubled down on the message of him not being one of us and him not living in a district, I think ultimately the voters of the 6th district thought he was a little too young, a little too inexperienced to be their congressman.
Brian, Karen Handel did something else, and that was she skillfully walked the tightrope between appealing to supporters of President Trump who live in the district while saying to people, Republicans in the district, who may not be crazy about the president, I am not Donald Trump.
She threaded that needle very well, and I think that was the key to the election. I think you could clearly see early on that was the strategy from the very beginning. I'm going to talk about some local issues. I'm going to be a representative for Georgia and for the northern Atlanta suburbs, not there as an extension of the Trump administration. So I think showing that separation, that independence, is going to be a blueprint for Republicans who are running for re-election or challenging Democrats going into the 2018 midterm elections. It's still going to be a challenging terrain for us, but I think she has shown how you can win in a district that is tough in this environment.
Don't take anything away from John Ossoff. Definitely supported him. He ran a good race. He lost. Move on. But to have a 30% black voting age population in South Carolina, I think that Democrats should have been focusing a little bit on that district. That Democrat there in South Carolina, I think, lost less than 3,000, maybe 4,000 votes. But I'll be realistic. What Karen Handel also did is that she had a good early vote strategy. And that's something that I was very shocked that that a lot of Republicans are not saying. She not only matched John Ossoff in early vote, I think she actually got a little bit more Republicans to early vote than John Ossoff did in early vote. Now, that's not shocking because why? More Republicans live in this district than Democrats. The challenge was is that the turnout in DeKalb wasn't high enough, and he did not win a county that Hillary Clinton won in November. Hillary Clinton won Cobb County. The question
but I a lot of the places where she did well in Cobb are not
in
that
district. She didn't win the 6th district portion of Cobb.
Yeah, but my point is that there is a county that is a Democratic county now, which I think that we expected him to do a little bit better in that county. But look, John Ossoff will be back. You don't raise $30 million and go away. And I think that John Ossoff needs to come back, take some time off. And I think right now he is the face of the Georgia Democratic Party because the last person to do what he was able to do was a person named John Barrow who continually to win in a very conservative district. I think he should not hold his head low. I think he should get back in the game very soon.
But Theron, what do Democrats do in the meantime to address what people in areas like the 6th are really worried about?
I think that there needs to be a series of conversations and focus groups, particularly with these white educated voters in the district who probably voted against Donald Trump and didn't really like Karen Handel, but voted for her anyway. Secondly, I do agree with a lot of the rhetoric that I'm hearing that we need to really be bold and intentional about the issues that we stand for and make sure that we localize them. And I think that we've got to really hone in on that message very soon. So I think we got to regroup. I think John Ossoff, ran a good campaign, and I think that we'll be ready for 2018.
And Theron, Republicans figured out years ago one other way to do it, and that is to win control of state legislatures, which draw congressional district lines. How do Democrats put forth that kind of grassroots effort, extensive and expensive grassroots effort, at the local level, not only here in Georgia, but around the country?
We got to start talking about redistricting, and we got to start talking about gerrymandering right now. I think that that's going to be the central issue in the 2018 governor's race, also for attorney general. And I think that you're right. We got to basically start now on a grassroots level, making sure that we not only elect Democrats in these districts, but we start being prepared for the redistricting.
Brian, what do Republicans do, though, to win the next generation? Because if you look at Karen Handel's ads in the closing days, which were very successful in talking about how John Ossoff doesn't live in the district, he can't represent us, he's not one of us, just about every average voter that I saw portrayed in those ads
was an older white person.
Yeah. Basically saying, get off my lawn.
Get your ass off my lawn.
Exactly.
As the sign says.
So how then does a young Republican find a pathway to the mainstream in the party, or are they perhaps lured by a Democratic Party if it can brand itself properly?
We always seem to regenerate our voter base somehow, but the people who are going to win the old electorate, the older part of the electorate, they're going to win the election because they vote in such high numbers. And you're talking about millennials all the time. Thing is, as a percentage of the electorate, even though they're a big percentage of the population, not enough of them show up at the polls to be taken all that seriously.
One of the things I also want to focus on, and is a bright spot for me, is John Ossoff lost this race by less than 10,000 votes. He was supposed to lose this race by probably 20,000, maybe even 25,000 votes. That means that there's roughly about 15,000 independents or Republicans out there who are willing to vote for a Democrat. I want to watch the Congressional District 7 very closely. If Democrats continue to
Rob Woodall's district.
Yeah, correct. If we continue to pick up votes in these metro areas, and if we continue to basically pick up a couple votes on the southeastern part of the state, I believe that we'll have a chance in 2018 at governor, lieutenant governor, and especially the lower races on the ticket, because I think the state is changing, and I think that that showed in the 6th Congressional District, where the metro area is not as Republican in these districts as they once were, that if we have a very moderate to conservative message, I think that we can pick off a few of them.
I agree and disagree with Theron. On the statewide races, on the constitutional officers, governor on down, we could very well see another Republican sweep of those offices, and I think Tuesday probably let some air out of the balloon for Democrats and their hopes that they would be able to pick off one of those. Where Democrats have an opening next year, though, is in a few state legislative districts that were very close with no-name candidates last year because the Democrats didn't target them. They're going to be targeting them now. The demographics in those districts have changed dramatically or enough since the last redistricting to give a serious Democrat a chance to win.
In what areas? What areas geographically?
Well, Henry County, Gwinnett County, those are two of the target areas. We lost a seat in a rural area last year down in Americus, which was kind of surprising. But the Democrats have the advantage of being such a small minority, I'm not being sarcastic, of being such a small minority that they have a lot more opportunities than the Republicans do.
Also, let's not forget Fran Miller. This is a district that John Ossoff did very well in that the Democrat, the no-name Democrat who ran against Fran Miller, Hillary Clinton
won. One of the Republican leaders in the Senate.
Correct. Hillary Clinton won that Senate district. That's definitely going to be one on the list in next November.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, former National Southern Regional Director of the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, former Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director to Governor Nathan Deal. He is a Republican strategist. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Dennis.